Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported, hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia. I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Gina. I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson, too.
I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm also from Hudson.
Wow, we're all from Hudson.
Surprise.
Surprise. Are you very shocked?
I'm not shocked.
In 2 weeks, I'm going to be 14.
Ooh. You're old. Are you getting gray hairs?
Maybe.
I'll have to do a search later.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Oh, wait. I got something really cool to tell you, okay?
Like what the show's called?
No. Something really cool.
We didn't tell anyone what the show's called yet.
We did. We told it was Bound by Books.
Did we?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that part.
We did.
Oh, okay.
But sorry. I want to tell you something else. That every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m., not a.m., p.m.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Unless it was pre-recorded. Yeah, that wouldn't be as crazy.
Yeah, that wouldn't be as crazy. But so every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m., Emily...
Yay.
Gina, sometimes Woo-hoo. Ingrid, sometimes Moshi, sometimes Mamuda, and previously Quinn and Maddie are here.
And Antonia.
And Antonia. And I, me, are
here talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading.
All that good stuff.
Yay. Do you wanna hear something cool?
Mm-hmm.
I was in the car driving home, and I was listening to WGXC, and I was like, oh, I'm listening to WGXC, and they were talking about farming and kale and farmers markets, and it was really cool. and then you know what they did?
What they do?
They mentioned Camp Hill Village Copaig. And I was like, whoa, never heard that one before. That was amazing. And I was really surprised, but they didn't really mention what it was. They're just like, sometimes people used to get bread from this place. And I was like, oh. But then it was cool, so I was happy. Just wanted to say that.
And for those listening, why in particular are you excited?
Because I used to live there when I was from like 5 years old to 11 years old. And I lived there. And I was all like, live. La 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 la. And I even slept there too. And ate food there and took showers there.
You really lived there, huh?
Yeah. It was fabulous. I guess that's what you do when you live in a place.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, now you can stalk my past. Doesn't that sound fun?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay. So, like, but we're here to talk about books.
Yeah, not kale.
Not
as good as it is.
I don't like kale.
You don't like kale?
I don't like it either.
Kale's delicious.
Kale looks funny when it's dried.
When it's dried?
Yes. But
I don't eat dried kale.
Sometimes books have kale in them.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah, sometimes you read a book and the main character's all like, I went downstairs and smelt the kaley smell of kale. And the
never
aroma floated into my nose. Well, it could happen.
It could.
I don't know. But what book did you read, Gina?
There's a story that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Back in March, February. Like, the beginning of February. It was due March 15th. We were supposed to do a book report. And I waited until, last week to start reading it. And I missed the deadline for the report card anyways. But, yeah. There's this book called Spite Fences. And I don't remember who it's by. But it's about this white girl. And remember, she's white. Maggie Pugh is white. I always read her in a black girl's voice. I don't know why. But she's white. And it's in, 1960s and stuff. And so, I think... But yeah, it's when white and blacks were it wasn't illegal, but there's the separate but equal thing. And so it's about her. She always goes on the black part of town, and she ends up working for this guy, and he's a doctor. And the white people and the black people have to have separate Independence Day parades. So So then the guy she works for, she ends up going to the black people parade instead of the white people parade because it's on her birthday. And the guy she works for gets her a present. And she starts read, and she starts teaching his friend how to read because he doesn't know how to read. And, yeah. And they have this terrible neighbor, and his name is Virgil Boggs. And he's just not a very nice person at all. But, yeah, I never got to finish reading it because I had to give the book back.
Did it have any kale in it?
Yeah.
Really? Like, seriously?
Yeah, I'm so dead serious because they were, she had to go to the store. And, like, she had a basket on her bike, like, on the front of her bike. And she had to go grocery shopping with her friend Pearl. Or Pert, I mean. Yeah. And so, yeah, they had to buy kale.
Whoa! That was crazy! Oh, my gosh. That was insane. Her book had kale in it. Oh, my gosh.
They bought kale and peaches.
Kale and peaches? Wow.
Yeah.
I like peaches.
Me too.
So, did you like your book?
Yeah. Like, it was boring at first, like, really, really boring. But then it got interesting.
Yeah? That's good, because sometimes they stay boring, and then you're like, oh.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah. What was it called?
Spite Fences. Wow. I wouldn't
That's
recommend
by
it.
Trudy Krischer.
Oh, okay.
I looked it up.
I wouldn't recommend it for anybody under the age of, like, 12, because there's some pretty explicit scenes in that book.
Mm-hmm.
Did your teacher recommend it to you?
No, I just picked it off the shelf because I was the last one to get one, so.
Aww.
What was the assignment about?
Oh, no, we were just supposed to write a book report
about it. Oh, it's just, so yeah. It could be on anything?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, we had to pick from her shelf of books because it had to be historical fiction.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I did a historical fiction report once, and I didn't like the historical fiction book that I read too much. But then I read a different historical fiction book, like, a little while later, and I liked it, but I talked about it last week. And I don't normally like historical fiction. I like dystopian fiction.
What's that?
That is, like, fiction.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That takes place,
like, in the future.
In the future, and is sort of like everything seems like it's good, but then really, it's not, and then the main character has to find out about it, and then they're all like, wah!
Yeah, I know what they're going through.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Did you read any books, Emily?
Yes.
You read books?
I read some books. I'm not sure which one I want to talk about. I read a graphic novel. It's a manga. It was my first manga that I read.
I love manga.
Well, with most manga... That's at least Japanese manga, which some would say that manga is only Japanese, and that if it's made elsewhere, that it's not really manga, but it's manga-like.
Mm-hmm.
But Japanese manga, I'll say it that way, generally reads from right to left and back to front of the book. And the only manga I had read before this one, aside from some that I'd read online... But the only other ones I had read were front to back.
Oh.
They'd been, like, translated. So this was my first time doing that, which was interesting. But I forget the author's name. I'll have to look it up. But it's called Wandering Sun. And it's about two kids in fifth grade. And they, one of them, I have to look up their names quickly. Oh, and it's by Shimura Takako. Or Takeko, and it was translated by Matt Thorne, who had actually an interesting translation job on this one. But so there's Shuichi Nitori and his new friend Yoshino Takatsuki. And one is a boy and one is a girl, and they both at least are drawn to dressing like the other gender. It's unclear at this point in the story if they actually want to be the other gender, if they just, like, are attracted to the outfits and want to dress differently. But it seems like it the book is kind of plugged as it's a girl who wants to be a boy and a boy who wants to be a girl.
Aww.
And so it goes through their fifth grade.
Are they, like, friends?
They're friends. Which one is it? They call him Shu, but Shuichi Nitori, is sort of, like, new at school.
Oh.
And so sort of figuring out his place there and figuring out everything. And I guess the next book in the series is in sixth grade. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next.
That's so cute.
It's very sweet. I feel like it's like a sensitive topic in gender identity, especially with younger kids. And I think they did it a really good job. Shimura Takako did a really good job doing it sensitively. And one of the things I thought was really interesting is there's an article, sort of like an essay at the end of the book by Matt Thorne, who's the translator, talking about issues with translation between Japanese and English. And because there's different pronouns used in Japan, it's not quite the same as here. And there's different honorifics in terms of what you would call a man or a woman. Some of that's older, some of that's younger, and a lot of it's gendered. And so usually you would be able to just kind of skip over some of this stuff when translating and not worry about it. But in a book that's all about gender, you have to actually think about it and be really specific and sensitive to that. So,
didn't we have a guest star on the show one time?
A guest star?
Yes.
Who was it?
She brought coloring books.
Oh, we did. Jacinta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she brought all those coloring books and we colored.
Yay.
It was so fun.
Jacinta Bunnell.
Yeah, Jacinta.
She came maybe a year ago.
Yeah, she came, and her coloring books were all about gender.
Mm-hmm.
They were.
They were. That's true.
That's a true fact.
She's not making this up. but yeah, so that's my most recent read that I really liked, and I just unfortunately, the library system has book one and book three. They didn't have book two, so I have to order it.
That seems to happen a lot.
Like, I need to know what happens next. I don't want to skip sixth grade.
Is book three in seventh grade?
I assume so, but I don't know for sure.
Oh. They should make a book four about eighth graders.
They might.
They should.
Wow.
And next year about ninth graders.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was on a book diet.
What's a book diet?
Well, let me explain this. So I read this really, really, really great book, which was like eating a really, really, really great meal.
Feast.
Like feast. Fried feast. Chicken. Feast.
Yeah.
What was the really, really, really good book feast?
Well, it was called Insurgent by Veronica Roth, which is like the second one in the Divergent series. And before that, I'd read another really, really great book called Legacy by Kate Knack, which was like the third or fourth one in the Gansfield series. So then I'd had this amazing book feast, and then I got like 50 billion books from the advanced reader's copy bin at these book events that we go to. And so I got all these books, and then I started to read one, and I wasn't really into it because it was about something that I wasn't really into. And then I started to read another one, and I couldn't really get into it because it was about a girl who could read minds, and Minder is about a girl that can read minds. And then I would always get really angry at the girl that can read minds in this book because I was like, in real life, that's not how it works. Gosh, stupid person. And so that was annoying. And then I started another one. I didn't really get into it. And I started another one, and it just kind of went on. And then, so it was sort of annoying. So I was on a book diet. So I haven't really read a full book in a long time, except for the one I talked about last week, which was Out of the Dust, and it was in verse, and it was pretty good, but it was kind of like a book snack in the middle of a book diet. And so then, but now, just recently, I stopped dieting, and I picked up another book, and it's called, I also got it from the Advanced Reader's Bin. It's called Under the Light, and I don't remember who it's by. And I'm on like page two, woo! Actually, I think I'm on like page five, which makes me feel special. So I don't want to talk about it really because I want to talk about it when I finished it. But I'll just say it's really good. And it's like the first book that I've been able to get into in a couple weeks. And it's about this girl who, well, she can leave her body, so like she'll be sitting there and then she can just like go away, and not be in her body anymore, like her spirit or her soul or I don't know what it
That's
is.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. And so then one day, like, her family is really religious, and then her dad, like, finds her diary or something, or I'm not sure, and so he starts, like, taking all her stuff that he doesn't like, or that he doesn't think she should have, and then she just finds herself, like, on her neighbor's roof, and she's like, what the heck? And she knows she's left her body because she's done it before, but she's like, oh, and then she's like, well, I guess I'll just stay away, and then she doesn't go back, and then some things happen, I don't know, that's kind of as far as I got, but I know what it's about because I've read the back of it, and apparently later on she gets, like, a thing for this guy, but she doesn't have a body, so she can't be like, hi, I love you, because, you know.
It doesn't work that way.
And then there's some other girl, apparently, also I've heard, who kind of wants to escape herself and is sort of annoyed. So I think some trading goes on there. But I'm not sure. This is just from the back of the book. But it looks really good, and I'm really liking it so far, and it's really cool.
As long as there's romance.
Gina.
I just looked it up. It's by Laura Whitcomb, and it's the second book in a series.
Oh.
But that doesn't mean you can't start there.
I knew
People
that.
Do that. The first
I did
book,
that once.
Or no, do you know what? It's a companion novel.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So that's different. The other book is A Certain Slant of Light.
Oh.
Which is a love story between Jenny and Billy.
Jenny and
Billy.
Hey,
that's
begins
weird.
Begins out of body, where they can fly and move the stars and continues. Oh, no. That's about this one. Never mind. But this book, Under the Light, is coming out in May 14th.
Wow. I have a cousin named Jenny and an uncle named Billy.
It's about them, I guess.
I hope not.
I went, well, actually, we all did. Gina and
Emily.
What's <Emily. laughs> And Ingrid and I. So we all went to this book thing yesterday. We go to these.
Red Hook has some very attractive looking children there. Students there.
And we went. And so today was actually at the. Yesterday. It was at the library instead of the.
Instead of the
oblong books.
Yeah, because there was the Red Hook Literary Festival. It was Read Local Literary Festival in Red Hook. So it was all happening in Red Hook rather than the bookstore, which we usually go to in Rhinebeck.
Well, so then we were at this library, and three authors talked about their books and read some things from their books and answered some questions. And it was nice. One of them we'd seen already. The other two we hadn't. And
we
then
did?
Oh, you weren't at that one.
Oh, okay.
And then, after that, we went to this really cool thing. And it was at Taste Buds.
Mm-hmm. Is that a little
which is, like,
cafe
totally
kind
awesome
of place?
Name.
They have a wooden man in front of the building.
That's true.
He's giant and he has nice legs.
For a wooden man.
Yeah.
And he's not, like, wooden like you would think if he's, like, made out of sticks wooden.
Yeah,
it's a sculpture.
It's a really cool sculpture. So we were in this really cool, like, cafe-ish type of thing, and all these kids or teenagers from the
Red Hooks
High School Literary Club,
and
then some other people who had just walked in and been like, hi, I'd like to participate, were reading either poems or short stories or songs that they'd written or anything that they'd written or that they just wanted to share that they liked.
Yeah.
And so it was really cool. We heard them all, and this one girl sang a really awesome song, and I really liked it.
And her hair was awesome,
really
too. And then there was this really handsome boy, and his voice was deep, and it was pretty good. Yeah.
So that was really cool, and it made me super happy. And then I came home, and there was, like, a deep red tablecloth on the table, and all the candles were lit, and there was some, like, Pink Floyd music playing, but it was the instrumental. And my mom was there, and I was like, is there somebody else here? And she was like, no, it's just me. It was pretty weird.
Interesting.
It was interesting. I was like, okay, hi. Yeah, that's nice. So that was pretty awkward. Yeah.
Not at all more so because you're talking about it on the radio.
You know what, though?
What?
So, do you want to hear something really cool that Emily and I did, like, last week after the show? We went outside and we sat at the park and we wrote this thing about bone.
Did you By put Jeff it Smith.
Up? By Jeff
it's Smith. It's not up yet, but it's going to go up on the blog this week.
So, it was, like, all the reasons why you should read Bone, because it's cool, and you probably already have, because it's popular, but whatever. And so we wrote it, and it's going to go up this week, so that means that you should check out our blog at wearebroundbybooks.wordpress.com, and you can go there, and you can hear archives of other past shows from before, and you can read more book reviews, and some top ten books that Mamuda, is that right?
Mm-hmm. That she likes to suggest.
And you can hear, and you can, it's just really cool.
And there's going to be a new review from Maddie soon.
Wow, really?
She sent that our way.
So keep checking at wearebroundbybooks.wordpress.com. And then, you know what else you can do? You can email us.
Woohoo!
And you know where you can email us? I'll tell you, okay? Mm-hmm. It's wearebroundbybooks@gmail.com. And so that's really cool, too. And you can email us and you can be like, hey, guys, your show's really cool. Or you can be like, hey, guys, you should read this book. Or, hey, guys, I reviewed this book. Hey, guys, you should review this book. And you can be all like, hey, guys.
I hope you noticed that we're all girls.
Yeah, we are girls and but we don't answer emails unless it starts with, hey, guys. So just keep that in mind. That should also be on the subject line.
Yeah, right.
Hey, guys.
Fan mail.
Exactly. It would be awesome. And it would make us feel so special and happy. And it would make, like, everything in the world better.
Wow.
It would be fabulous. Yeah. And we love you because
it'd really make rainbows.
Because you're, like, our favorite people ever if you're actually listening to this.
Yeah. Thank you.
Did anybody else just hear a man's voice?
Yes. I heard something.
You're serious, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Secret man.
Secret man.
So.
Can I tell you something really cool that happened?
Sure.
I got a Pink Floyd sweatshirt and I was like, woo! Then I got a Pink Floyd CD and then I got a Nirvana CD. And so everyone in the whole entire world should always listen to Pink Floyd and Nirvana. Like, every single day. For all of eternity.
They should, like,
play it in school during class.
During the state exams that I have tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday of this week, and next week.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah.
Same thing.
It's a lot of
if
tests.
You're like a kid, good luck on the state exams. Like, really good luck. You're going to do fabulous because.
What about if you're an adult?
Well, you guys have work and stuff, you know. I'm sure you probably get, like, promotions and stuff like that, or downgrades.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I don't want a downgrade. Thanks for the promotion, though, Gina.
You're welcome.
And you should play Pink Floyd and Nirvana at your work.
Yeah. If you need help with that, we'll help you out in a second.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yesterday when we were at the event thingy, I was like, Emily, where do you work? And she's like, the library. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I knew that. I don't even know why I asked.
You could even stop by the Hudson Public Library and be like, hey, guys.
But yes. And then I'll know you listen to the show.
Yes.
Hey, guys. Got any books? You can say that. And I will lead you to them.
Yay. It'll be so cool. And then, but you know what you can do in like 2 seconds? Or really soon?
Listen to some music and then the afternoon show?
Woo!
We can do that.
Do you guys hear that? Like, I'm so serious.
Secret man. Okay. So thanks for listening this
Thank
week.
You. Thank Have a nice you. Day.
And whoa. Talk to you next week.
Bye.